And now this is a dictation for Nancy Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, January 1940, addresses a letter to Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, 775-6472. Dear Terry, follow-up for Nancy, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in July, problems of asthma and upper respiratory symptoms, compliant with medications, no hospital visit, has not required any oxygen, stable dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation, no vomiting, dysphagia, no changes in bowel or urination, follows with Dr. Obey, OBEID, for lung issues. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, I will highlight bicarbonate, was taking potassium, but presently not taking any diuretics. On beta blockers, antiarrhythmics, Ticosyn, T-I-K-O-S-Y-N, anticoagulation, Eliquis, on Farxiga, Lisinopril. Next paragraph, present weight 153, stable, blood pressure 130/86 by nurse, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.2, which is baseline, anemia 12.2, large red blood cells 102, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no need for EPO treatment. Continue bicarbonate replacement. No need for phosphorus binders, tolerating ACE inhibitors, management of arrhythmia, anticoagulated, rate control, and antiarrhythmics. As she is not taking any diuretics, potassium pills needs to be discontinued, tolerating Farxiga. She developed a taste for milk. I don't see any problems. As potassium is going to be discontinued, come back in 6 months, end of dictation.